Hello, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whatever time you are now. I wish you a good day. My name is Paula Barrera, and today I'm going to be sharing with you another episode of my podcast. As you know, life isn't easy. We got ups and downs. We go through difficult challenges. We go through tribulation. We are attacked, either is physical or spiritual. But in the midst of all, we have to stand up. We have to rise up. I know it's difficult to say, because when things like this happen to us, the only feeling that will come is discouragement. You feel discouraged because you feel that there's no one. You feel that there's no one there for you, and you won't understand why you were going through all this situation. I have been in this place several times where I felt down, overwhelmed, exhausted mentally and physically. But I wanted to say, Lord, please raise me up, lift me up in the midst of all this. I don't want my faith to stumble. I want my faith to be steady and strong. So the reason why I'm sharing this message with you is because God has been so good in my life. God has done amazing things in my life. He's been faithful in my life. Despite of the attacks of the enemy in my life, I'm always here, steady, willing to continue. And I want to encourage you today that if you are going through the same, if you are going through challenges, if you feel discouraged, just think of what God is able to do in your life. The same way He did to me, is able to do in your life. He's a God that provides our needs when we need, when we ask Him. It's a God of love. Is faithful. It doesn't matter whether it's familiar, whether it's personal, financial. Trust Him with all your heart. When we trust the Lord with our hearts, He's able to do above all that we think, above all that we ask or think. Amen. And I would like to share with you a verse as well. Psalm 119 that says, Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. So why am I bringing this Psalm verse? Because we unconsciously or consciously, we sin. And the only thing to be closer to God is to surround. When we're surrounding to God, means that we are embracing the authority of His word in our lives. Because it's impossible to please God without faith. So when you have faith, you feel stronger and the impossible will happen. Amen? I want to say that I want to share it with you, I'm sorry, another verse that says that death and life are in the power of our tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. It's a very powerful, very, very, very powerful verse. It says in Proverbs 18:21 that we should say things that will bring life, that will bring life to our soul, that will make good to our soul, to our family, to our children. Amen. As I said, it's not easy. It's not easy, especially when you go through difficult situations. We tend to mourn, we tend to complain, we tend to throw the towel. But I'm here to say, keep strong. Keep strong. The same miracles to you before is the one that is going to finish the good work on you. So it doesn't matter what people, when I say people, I'm talking about the spiritual forces against your life that try to stop you, that try to attack you, that try to attack your family, your finances, your health, to stop you fulfilling your destiny. Keep your focus on God. Keep trusting the Lord, because He's faithful, He's wonderful. Amen. The book of Law, I'll share another verse with you. On Joshua 1:8 says, "The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." Amen. What does it mean? It means exactly the same what I've just said. Regardless of everything we face in life, we should put our trust in the Lord. Avoid the distractions. Meditate on the Word of God day and night, and you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. Amen. Just before I go, I would like to share it with you another verse that says, another verse and some declarations, actually, in fact, that we should be making daily as we wake up in the morning, as we are cooking, as we are cleaning, as you are walking, jogging, or whatever you are doing. Just keep speaking these words to yourself. Just declare it. Say it. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Declare it with faith. Say it. I am in Christ. I am in Christ. Therefore, I am a new creation. I am a new creation. A new person. All the old, destructive patterns of my life, my bad experiences have gone. God has filled my life with new thoughts. New actions, new words, and I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. And then the last and the least verse, the last and the least, the declaration to be declared is this one: no weapon that the devil or anyone on earth use trying to hurt or hinder me will prosper. It says in Isaiah 54:17 that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against your family shall prosper. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, it shall be condemned. Amen. I am a child of God. I am a servant of God. And I stand fully equipped, justified in a position in the righteousness of Christ Jesus. Amen. God is good. And He will supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. My God will supply, keep saying, my God will supply all my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. Amen. God is a good God. He's a good provision. Shalom, God of peace. Don't let the enemy take your peace. Don't let the enemy steal your peace. Don't let the enemy make you think that you are defeated. Because you are an overcomer. Defeat the enemy. Put Satan under your feet, where he belongs. Declare it. Make a declaration. Speak with authority. Because he was destroyed 2,000 years ago. He has no power over you, over your children, over your family. Amen. You are a winner. Say, I am a winner. I am an overcomer in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much, my brother, my sister, my friend, whoever heard the sound of my voice. May you be blessed. May you be lifted up. May you feel encouraged as you hear the words I've shared with you. Amen. The same way that I went through challenges, disappointment, hardship, suffering, pain, oppression, captivity, and I broke the chains of bondage. It's the same way that I'm sharing today my testimony to know that you are able to do it. You can do it. You can win. Because there's nothing impossible unto God. Amen. Thank you again for listening another episode of my podcast. I'll be coming back again. Lots of love and have a blessed day. Bye.